Okay. Yep. Yep. DJ Dan Shakespeare on air again. Yep. Welcome to December. Yeah. I might be playing some Christmas songs later. But don't you worry, it's not the traditional ones that everybody's sick of. Okay. First of all, I'm starting with my Canadian content. First one is called Another Sunday by I, Mother Earth on the Shakespeare Show, 101.9 FM, CITR. Okay, that was I Don't Want to Think About It by the Wild Strawberries, and before that, Another Sunday by I Mother Earth. In a while, some like Christmas stuff will be coming on, but don't you worry, as I said before, not traditional. So, here is In Canishan by Delirium on The Shakespeare Show.
With dying tonight.
Okay, that was I Could Live With Dying Tonight by Emily. How many of us want to even do that anytime soon? I don't think any of us do. Unless we're old and we need it. Alright, so, and this one is, it's called, Running Up That Hill by Blinker the Star on The Shakespeare Show. 101.9 FM CITR.
Hurt me. Could you make it? Is there something that fits in me? Just trying to write it down while I still remember it. Other winds are cold, but not yet. It's not yet December. Oh, fireballs bursting in the sky. Washing a beach, 1st of July. You said to me, hey, I got a whole lot of love to give.
Okay, that was Lot of Love to Give by Daniel Lenios. And before that, Running Up That Hill by Blink of the Star. Okay, well, I sure have a lot of love to give, but not a lot of people have that back. Not a lot of people got that trait. So, and now here's our Christmas songs. Here's When a Child is Born by Boney M. on The Shakespeare Show, 101.9 FM CITR.
One's neighbor, misery and suffering would be forgotten forever.
It's all a dream and delusion now. It must come true sometime soon, somehow. All across the land dawns a brand new morn. This comes to
thank you. baby's first Christmas, it's something to see. Mommy and Daddy trimming baby's Christmas tree. Baby's big brother is busy with his chores. He's shining up the chimney for Santa Claus. It's baby's first Christmas, and oh, what a joy. Shopping all around for every pretty toy. It's a very special Christmas, a blessing from above. It's baby's first Christmas, a Christmas full of love.
Sorry about that. That was Baby's First Christmas by Connie Francis, and before that, When a Child is Born by Boney M. And sorry, Here's It Came Upon a Midnight Clear by Anita Bryant. Sorry about that.
It came upon a midnight clear, that glorious song of old, from angels bending near the earth to touch their harps of gold. Peace on the earth, goodwill to men from heaven's all-gracious King. The world in solemn stillness lay to hear the angels sing. Oh, ye beneath life's crushing load, whose forms are bending low, who toil along the climbing way with painful steps and slow, look now for glad and golden hours come swiftly on the wing. Oh, rest beside the weary road and hear the angels sing. For lo, the days are hastening on, by prophets seen on. the world send back the song which now the angels sing. And now the angels sing.
That was Light a Candle in the Chapel by Frank Sinatra, and before that it Came Upon a Midnight Clear by Anita Bryant. And now is Who Wants This Present? All I Want for Christmas Is My Two Front Teeth by The Platters. Who? Name me one person that you know that has two front teeth missing, and I will get back to you as soon as I can. Thank you.
Oh, happy I'd be if I could only whistle. All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth. My two front teeth. See my two front teeth. Gee, if I could only have my two front teeth, then I could wish you Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
No, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
That was the First Noel by Boney M. Wow. I was the only one that remembered all the songs. Like my parents never even remembered all the songs. Like, oh, they didn't do the First Noel, did they? And I was like, yeah, they did. I remember everything. Okay, and now comes on, Happy Holidays by Jackie Gleason. This one's instrumental on the Shakespeare Show 101.9 FM CITR.
Thank you.
That was When Christmas Comes by John Mellencamp. Okay. And here's another Bonnie M one. There's a lot of these. It's called Feliz Navidad on the Shakespeare Show 101.9 FM CITR.
Feliz Navidad.
Alright, that was Jingle Bells by Booker T and the MGs. Very instrumental, like. Wow. Yeah, and now I'm ending with, I think, yeah, I'll have to end with this song. It's called You're All I Want for Christmas by Al Martino. Has anybody heard of Al Martino? Probably just his song Spanish Eyes. Alright, and here it comes on the Shakespeare Show 101.9 FM, CITR.
You're all I want for Christmas. All I want my whole life through. Each day Christmas, anytime that I'm with you, you're all I want for Christmas, and if all my dreams come true, then I'll awake on Christmas morning and find my stocking filled with you.
Dan Shakespeare signing off for the Terry Project. Right. Now, I hope you enjoyed my show. See you later.
Hi, this is Randy Randall from No Age. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Thanks a lot.
Testing 1, 2, 3.
Sounds good?
Yeah, it sounds really good.
Cool.
Okay. We're about to get sound.
I want to start with a bit of a confession. For a long time, I've been trying to pass off as an atheist. I want people to think of me as a rational guy, the sort of person who bases their beliefs on evidence, but I've also been harboring a secret. I have this nagging feeling that God exists. Let me explain. My family is very religious. I was raised by two charismatic Christians who taught me that Jesus is the Son of God and that miracles happen all of the time. Growing up, Jesus was my imaginary friend. But when I was about 19, I stopped going to church. I became convinced that my family and friends were wrong about the universe. I read books by Sam Harris and Richard Dawkins, and I started to call myself an atheist. But I never forgot about those conferences or those supernatural experiences. I still haven't figured out how to rationalize them away. When I think about those moments now, they make me uncomfortable. So this summer, totally on a whim, I decided to go back to one of these conferences. I sent an email to the organizers of a youth conference called History Maker, and they gave Gordon and I a press pass. The last time I went to History Maker,